You're holding Daf Tes. So let's learn just Omer Reb Elezer. Let's come on Daf Yechesma Beis. Omer Reb Elezer. Ho'ime Pesach Pesuach Metzosi. If somebody complains to Beis Din and tells them that Pesach Pesuach Metzosi, that means the chosen after the first night he lived with his wife, and he comes to complain to Beis Din to say Pesach Pesuach, that when I lived with my wife the first time last night, I found the opening was too open. It was Pesach Pesuach. It's like the door was opened. In other words, Bekitzi has a taina that his wife was not a psula, she was a bula, like she lived with somebody else before me. Therefore, she's Pesach Pesuach. So the blessed says, Neman Lioisrolov, we believe the husband, that the wife now is also to him, she's also to him. So Rashi says, Ha'ima Pesach Pesuach Metzosi, V'tainas Domim Einlo, she doesn't have any tainas now Domim. In other words, really the question is, like we learned before, we said that you used to check out very carefully, there used to be a special sheet there to see if there's any blood that comes out of her. Like if she sees dam them, then for sure she's a psula. The blood coming out would be a proof that she is a psula. This is the first time she's living with a man. Therefore now she breaks the psula. He breaks the psulim. Therefore dam came out. So here we're talking about Rashi says in a case where there's no question about the blood. V'tainas Domim Einloi. Kegoin Rashi says she mishpachas durdiki shein lehem dam basulim. This is Gemara later talks about it. A special family that we know those ladies don't have dam basulim. Oy Rashi says she nevdu mimenu mapa for lo yoda imhoya dam imlav. We're talking about a case where the husband lost that cloth. They had to be on top of a cloth, the sheet, and they lost it. He couldn't tell whether there was blood or not. So we don't know if there's dam there or not. Avol, but the husband is telling us. Zeis Berurilai, this I know for sure. She Pesach Pesuach Matzo. Her husband says, last night when I lived with her, I saw that it was open too much there. That for sure she lived with the man before me. And again, we're talking about now in the Gemara's times, that they used to make Kiddushin 12 months ago. So she's already an Eishes Ish for 12 months. And now, 12 months later, that's when they make the Chuppah. So the husband now sees that she lived with the man. So we have a suffix, maybe she lived with the man during these last 12 months. That then she's a soito, she's also to her husband. That's what Reb Elezer says, we believe the husband, that his wife lived with another man before this, and therefore his wife is also. So Rashi's mashman, if there would have been dam there, let's say both things. What would have been a normal case that they find blood on the sheet, and still the husband says, Pesach Pesuach, then for sure the husband would not be believed. Mashman from Rashi. There would have been blood there, then we would not believe the husband. Then when we say for sure she was a psula, because you see blood there. So if Rashi had to say, we're talking about a case where there's no blood around. Either the husband lost it, or else she's from a special family that doesn't have blood. So now the only shaila is, the husband's complaint that she was a Pesach Pesuach, so that's Reb Elezer's chiddush that we believe her. We believe him. So kids, this is Reb Elezer's halacha. Like next Rashi says, Nema Lyoisrolov. Even though we can't really, we don't have edus, we're not really sure what happened here. So Rashi says the pshat of the Gemara is legabe nafshei hevi mehemen. He's believed or for himself. Leshav yalecha tuchad yisura. That's a new cloud. A person can be shav yanafshei chtichad yisura. If you want to be like machmer upon yourself, to put chumras upon yourself, for yourself you're believed. Rashi learns, Avalasidok Subosa Len Hemen. But the question is, if you want to give her a get now, you're going to have to give her a ksuba. Because she's not believed enough to Bezin to say that she was really a bula, and she doesn't deserve a ksuba. Exactly how much of the ksuba, that we'll see later on. We know the locha usually is by a bsula, she deserves to get 200. An abula or an amon only gets 100. So that's a shalom the Gemara later. If you marry your wife, and you think she's a bsula, and it comes out like here she was a bula. If she gets zero, because it's a mekach tois, or else she gets only 100. Wherever it is though, if you would have been believed that she was really Pesach Pesuach, really a bula, she would not get the $200. Rashi learns, for that we don't believe him though. We don't believe the husband to say she was really a Pesach Pesuach, that she loses a ksuba. And we'll see later on the svar in Rashi is, like we'll see later, because the husband himself, Lepashki, is a bocher. It's the first time he got married. He's not a bocher, he doesn't know. It could be to him, it looks like, it felt like it was a Pesach Pesuach, but really it wasn't. So really, after everything is said, it's really only a suffix if he knows what he's talking about, the bocher. So if a Rashi learns, Reb Elezer is saying it's enough, the chiddush is, that we believe the husband for himself to be shav yanafsha, that he's also to stay with his wife. But if he does give his wife a get now, Havad is going to have to give a regular ksuba. Because Negei Tehuchas Mumnis, he's not believed to say that she's really a bula. As far as we know, most probably she was a psula, and she deserves to get $200. So Kitzur, that's Rav Lezer's chiddush, that the husband has believed upon himself enough to say that she did live with a man before this, and therefore she's also to him. Now the Gemara is the kasha. V'yamai, even if it's true what the husband is saying, that his wife lived with a man already, why is she Yosatim? V'yamai, sveik sveiku. There are two sveikas, two doubts here. And usually the klal is sveik sveiku is mutter. When you have two doubts to say lehetera, she remains mutter. What's the two doubts over here, sveik sveiku? First of all, sofik tachtov, sofik ain't tachtov. True, she lived with a man already. But who said it was this last year? Maybe she lived with a man 2 years ago, 3 years ago, before the Kedushin. Your wife is only yosed to you if after the Kedushin, she lived with a man, Anashish. But before she had Kedushin, if she lived with a man, she's mutter to you. So true, you've come now and you see Pesach Pesuach, your wife lived with somebody, but maybe she lived with a man 2 years ago. Fighter. Even if you want to tell me no, let's be afraid. Maybe she lived with a man during this last year when she was an Eishes Ish, your wife, and she should become Asa to you. But Sofik Bi'ainis, Sofik Baratzon. Who said she did a Baratzon that she becomes Asa? Maybe a man forced her. Maybe a man forced her to live with her. If somebody forces your wife, she's Mutter to you. Well, soon see, only by an Eishes Kayin is she Asa to a husband. But a regular Eishes Yisrael, if the husband is a Yisrael, and another man was ma'anis, forced his wife to live with him, she's mutter to the husband. So did Rashi. Even if you want to believe the husband, that he knows what he's talking about, that it was a Pesach Pesuach and she lived with a man before this. But still, first of all, Sofak Tachtav. Maybe true, it's doubtful, maybe it was during the last year true, then she'd be Yasa. But it's also a Sofak Ein Tachtav. Maybe she had this nus 2 years ago, and then for sure she's mutter to you. And weiter, even if this nus happened this last year, but sofik b'yoinis, maybe the man that did it forced her. V'yanusa shar yebeshes Yisrael. And if the husband is a Yisrael, his wife is still mutter to him. Kidla kamon, mivihila nisposa. The pasuk says if she wasn't forced. Mashma, if she was forced, she's mutter to her husband. So if so, how could Reb Lezer say that if the husband complains that his wife was a Pesach Pesuach, she's also to him? Why? Sveik Sveiker is Mutter. So Gemara says, Leitzricha Be'eshes Kayin, Enechanami. Reb Lezer is only talking about in a case where the husband is a Kayin. So now there's only one Suffolk. On the tzad that she had this nus this last year after the Kedushin, she is for sure also to you. Because even if it happened, Be'einis, still she's also to you. So it's only one Suffolk. Was she Mizana had this nus this last year, or was it done before that? So by one Issa, you have to go to Chumrah. One Suffolk, you have to go to Chumrah. Even though Taiz asked the Kash, even with one Suffolk, the Chur, why don't we put her on a Cheskas Kashrus? Taiz asked the second Taizist. The entire Mevanukma Achaskasa Shik Sheir Lakuna. There's always a Chazaka. The Isha up until now was Kash Lakuna. So a Cheskas Kashrus should say that most probably this nus took place 2 years ago. The name of the Latakta Zinsa. So even if you have a suffix, one suffix should also be mutter. The Torah says, no, v'yishloima di adi rabba, it's on the name of the hashtu nivlo. It's as far as to say this nus happened as late as possible. Why? The yukma cheskas haguf shoysa b'sula. We say, rather, leave the body the way it was up until now. The girl was born a b'sula, that she has a b'sulim. So if you see now, the husband says she lost a b'sulim, it's as far as to say she lost it as late as possible. So Melech remains a suffix that maybe this nus did take place just recently, after the Kedushin. Therefore, with one suffix, that's Reb Lezer's Chiddush, that the wife is also to her husband. That he's Neman Leisra Lo Baneshes Kayin. Another Teres Gemara says, V'boi Yisayma Veshes Yisrael. It could even be if the husband is Yisrael. Where's the case? U'kegoin de'kibbol bo avua Kedushin p'chusim mi'baz gimel shonim v'yemechet. We're talking about the lady that you married, she was only mamish 2.5 years old. You went to the father, and you gave the father kesef kedushin, you were Makadish's daughter, the kedushin is chal midiraisa, and lamaisa you wait a year to have the chuppah, so now when she's 3.5 years old, now is the first time you have bia with her, and you tanish is a pesach pesuach. So if you say she had bia, for sure the bia had to take place this last 6 months. Because if she would have had beer with a man before she's 3 years old, then the Gemara Nida says the psulim grow back again. Like a beer by a girl is first after 3 years old. What happens before 3 is like nothing. We say then it's like putting your finger in the eyes, that tears come out more and more. In other words, the psulim grow back again. So here, if the husband, since the kedushin was before she was 3 years old, and now after 3, the first time the husband lives with her, he complains that she's a pesah pesuach, so we know for sure she had znus, she lived with a man during this last period of time when she was an eishes hisser already. So therefore, there's only one suffix involved. Was it be'oinis, or was it beratzen? So because of one suffix, your wife takes zasa to you. True, there's a doubt, maybe somebody forced her, then she'll be mutter to you. But it's also a suffix, maybe she did a beratzen. So with one suffix, this is Reb Lezer's chiddush, that she's also. And again, it goes with Allah of Shav Yanasha Chatichadisur. Tomorrow says, now, my commandment, if so, if Reb Lezer's only talking about these two cases, where the husband is a kayin, or else the husband married his wife when she was less than 3 years old, so there's only one suffix involved. So what's the matter? My kamash, what's the chiddush? Tanina, we learned this already one time. We learned the Mishnah in Kedushin that oi meliisha kidash ticha. If a man goes to a lady and says, "Ishno, I married you," v'oi meris, she says back, "Like kidash tani, no, you never married me." So halacha is he muteras b'kroiva. She is allowed to marry his kroivim. But she says she was never married to him, and we don't have Adam over here, so she's mutter to marry his kraven. For who but the husband, also the kraven sell. The husband is also to marry her kraven. He can't marry her mother, he can't marry her daughter, he can't marry her sister. Why not? Because the Shav Yanashach Tichad Yisurah, even though there are no Adam around, we don't know if he ever married her or not, but a person is believed upon himself, that's the klal of Shav Yanashach Tichad Yisurah. If you come and tell us that you were married to her once, so Lamaise, even if you say you gave her a get already, you're not allowed to marry your sister though. You can't marry your wife's sister. You can't marry your wife's mother. You can't marry your wife's daughter. So you see, even though we don't know, we only know from you, you have an emunus. That's called the klal of Shav Yanashach Tichad Yisurah. So we learned it already one time. What's Reb Lezer's chiddush? Gemara says, yes, it's a big chiddush in Reb Lezer. Now the time I would have thought to say, Devadai Kimle. That true, over there where the husband says he married the lady, he knows for sure what he did. So then we say, Shav Yanasha, we believe you that you did marry her, and you're not allowed to marry your sister. Abel Hocha, but over here in our case, it's a tremendous chiddush, that I would have thought, make him Udalei Kimle. That true, the chasen now, the first time he's living with his wife, and we'll see the Gemara later says it's a bachur. It's the first time he's getting married. He's not a baki. Taka doesn't know if it was really Pesach Pesuch or not. So he lived with his wife, and Timmy thought that it was too open there. He thought that she lived with somebody else. But maybe I would have thought to say we shouldn't leave him, because he doesn't know what he's talking about. It's the first time. So maybe even for himself, he shouldn't be yasa. That's Reb Lezer's chiddush k'mashmalan, no. The k'mashmalan is no, that when the Bocha says he felt it, that it was very open there, too open, we believe him. So that's Pshan, this is Rashi Shita. That what do we believe him for? We only believe him, Shav Yanashach Tichad Yisurah, that he himself is also not to live with his wife. But now that he's going to have to give her a get, he'll have to give her a ksuba also. Because for the mumness to make her lose out a ksuba, he's not neman. Why is he not neman? For this svarah. Because nageya to mumness, Vataka, I have a doubt, maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about. Maybe just he thinks he thought it was a Pesach Pesuach, but maybe really it wasn't. So therefore, when such a suffix, he would not be neman for mumness. He couldn't stop the wife from collecting her ksuba. But Reb Lezer's chiddush is though, for Isurim though, for the husband himself, there's a new klal of Shav Yanashach Tichad Yisurah. In such a case, we say he's enough of a baki to be believed that he's not allowed to live with her anymore. For the Gemara, is this true? Reb Lezer says that this is a klal of Shav Yanashach, that your wife becomes also to you. For Yomar Reb Lezer says, Ein Isha Nesera Sabayla. When does a wife have halacha like a soita, that she's also to a husband? Ela aliske kino stira. Only when your husband first warns her. In other words, the husband is jealous. He sees his wife hanging around with another man. So first he gives a kina, he warns her, I don't want you to be with that man anymore. Then ostira. Then there are edim that see that your wife and that man were alone together. That's the parasha of soita. Then your wife becomes also to you. But without Tina, though, your wife doesn't become Asa. So Kash here, even if you say Pesach Pesuach, but the Chura, why does your wife become Asa to you? There was no Kina. Right? We'll soon see the terrorist is Pashit. But that's the Gemara's Kasha, though. Now, Rabbi Elazar says your wife only becomes Asa to you when you first warned her. And hereby, in our Sugya, Pesach Pesuach, he never warned your wife before. So why should your wife be Asa? And Vaiter, Rabbi Elazar says, Ukamaisa Shehoya. Just like the story happened by David HaMelech with Bathsheba. Trashi Kamaish Shoya the Bathsheba. We'll soon see the story. The case there was that Bathsheba was still married to Uriah Hitti. She had a husband, and still David lived with her. And we'll soon see, Lamaisa, David was mutter to her. But so Reb Leza is saying, when does your wife become Asa to you? Only when you first warn her, like the Maisa with David HaMelech. So first thing we're asking Kasha, what are you talking about? V'tizbura, Maisa Shehoya v'kino stira heve. Was the Maisa by David HaMelech with Kino v'stira? Like, did anybody warn David, the Uriah warn David to give David a warning, don't be with my wife? There was no Kino there either. V'yoid, miyasruha. Was David Asa to Bathsheba? We'll soon see there the case was that David was mutter to Bathsheba. So what are you talking about? Like, what's Reb Elazar saying? A wife only becomes Asa to a husband. When does she become a Saita? When you first warn her, like the case by David HaMelech. The story by David HaMelech was there was no Kina there, and David HaMelech was mutter to her. So what are you talking about? So Mara says, Lakasha. That's not a Kasha. Hochi Komar. This is what Reb Elazar meant to say. Reb Elazar meant to say like this. Eino Isha Neseres Abayla. A wife does not become Asa to a husband, Elo Aliske Kino Stira. Only when the husband first warns her, I don't want you to be with that man. And then we have Eidim that they were alone together. Then we have a good suffix that maybe they live together. And therefore your wife is called a Saita. She's Asa to you. Now, Blazer says, where do I know this from? From Mimaisa Shoya. From the story of David HaMelech. What does he mean to say? To Loheve Kino Stira. Because over there by David, there was no Kino Stira. For Lo Yisusra. And that's why David was not Asa to Bathsheba. So Mela, that's what he meant to say. Just like I see by David HaMelech, since there was no king of Asira, that's why David was mutter to Bathsheba. Mashma, other places, when does a wife become Asa to a husband? Only when there was Kina, when she was warned to stay away with that man. But Mikol Mokim, so the Mela is not a cash on what Reb Elazar himself meant to say. He just meant to say, I see from David HaMelech, that without Kina, if you don't warn your wife, then your wife is mutter to you. She's only Asa to you when you first warn her. So, Marisa Kashi, Mikol Mokim, though, Kashi, it's a stira still. Kino stira in. For the second, Reb Elazar, it's mashma, when does a wife become Asa to a husband? Only if the husband first warned her. Don't be with that man. And then there was stira. But Tessa Pesuach Lai, mashma, now a case, though, where the chosen, the first time he lives with his wife, he complains the next day to Beis Din, it was a Tessa Pesuach, so mashma then, she's not Asa to him. Because what if she's also via by Pesach Pesuach, what did Reb Elazar say, Anisha is only Asa to husband with Kino Stira? It's not true. Anisha could be Asa to husband with the sign of Pesach Pesuach also. So it's a Stira here. How could Reb Elazar say if the husband complains, Pesach Pesuach, that she's Asa to him? And another place Reb Elazar said, the wife is only Asa to husband when he warned her with Kino and Stira. So my answer is like this. Or the time, according to what you're saying, like this is not a kasha. Why? Kino stira in edim loy. Like, what was the second din of Reb Elazar? He said a wife only becomes asa to a husband if she was warned first. So you want to tell me only if you warn her? But with edim loy, let's say true, you never warned your wife, but there was mamish edim that saw the way your wife and this man lived together. You want to tell me then your wife is not asa to you? Like, she's asa to you then. If we have Edim, that your wife lived with another man, even though you never warned her, she's a Saita. If you have Edim, Mama Shabbat, she's asa to you. So anyway, you have a kasha, what does Reb Elazar say that she's only asa when you first warned her? Ella, the pshat is like this. Hochi Koma. This is what the second Reb Elazar meant to say. He meant to say like this. Eino Isha Neseres Abayla B'yedechot. If you only have one aid that saw your wife live with another man, she doesn't become asa to you. Because the klal is, by Dover Sheverva, we don't believe in aid echot. We learn now, Dover Mimamin, that you have to have Vadafka two aidim. One aid is not Neman. If some one aid tells you your wife lived with somebody else, you don't have to believe him. Your wife is still mutter to you. Ela b'shnei aidim. only with two Edim. If two Edim come and tell you that your wife lived with another man, then you're also to live with your wife. Your wife then is a sight, you can't live with her. That's the halacha of Edim. Now, the kinos tira, let's say in the case where the husband was jealous about another man, and he warned his wife, don't be with that man, and then we found out that they had stira together, they were alone together, afilu b'edecha nami, even if you only have one edechot, to say that they were alone together, an edech there is neman. Rashi said, not only alone, Rashi mashma betuma, Rashi says, afilu b'edechot, afilu ein betuma elo edechot, even if there's only one ed that says they live together, you believe the edechot over here. That's the chiddush of a suffix saita. That in the case where you warned your wife first, so the svara is raglayim ledover, like we see you're jealous about him, so now if an edechot says they live together, there's a chiddush of the Torah that we do believe the edechot. So again, the king of astira afilu b'edechot nami. Then when you have king of astira, then the chiddush is even one ed is also believed. Like Rashi says, "Hafilu b'yedechot, hafilu emetum el yedechot." Neman, tiyachsev yedein bo. V'yomamar komokim shenem eid harei kan shnayim. Usually you need two. Hakomer achmona yedein bo. What does that mean? Trey. There was no two eidim. El achad. Only one eid was there. V'loy nispash asura. And if she wasn't forced, she's also. Why? Sharaglayim ledovah shezinsa. Sharekina lo v'nistura. Because the husband already warned her, and we found them alone together. The Yedecha, now there's only one Edim, either she Tmeya, there's one Edim that saw that they saw them live together, so therefore she's also. That's the Chiddush of Kina V'Stira. So now, what's Negei to us, the Gemara answers, O Pesach Pesuach, Kishnei Edim Domi. Now the first Reb Lezer, there's no Stira to the second Reb Lezer. The first Reb Lezer is saying that if you find your wife with a Pesach Pesuach, that means you, the first time you live with her, you felt it was too open there, so that's like Edim, that your wife lived with another man. So it's like you have Edim, that your wife lived with somebody else, your wife becomes also to you. That's when does Reb Lezer say you need Kina B'Stira? That's only if you only have one Edechot. Well, you don't know for sure if she really lived with somebody else or not. Only one Edechot told you. If only one Edechot told you, then she's only also to you if first you warned her and there was Stira. But in the case where you know for sure that your wife lived with somebody else, then lamaisa your wife is also to you. So that's the first Reb Lezer. That if you say Pesach Pesuach, since the Dalacha, Shav Yenashach Tichad Yisura, for yourself, you're believed upon yourself, like as far as you're concerned, your das tells you for sure your wife lived with another man. You have no doubt in your mind. Maybe Bezdin does have a doubt. Bezdin may think that you don't know what you're talking about. But I call upon him, you in your mind, you think you know what you're talking about, that you think for sure your wife for sure lived with another man. So according to you, it's like Edim. It's like you know for sure your wife lived with somebody else. So that's Reb Lezer's halacha, therefore she's also to you. So true, it's only machmas suffix here. Because even if she's an Eishes Kayin, you still have one suffix, maybe she lived with another man before you even got married. So she's only also machmas suffix. But you have a suffix that maybe she lived with the man during the time you had Kedushin with her. So therefore she's also to you. So now there's no stira in Reb Lezer. Pesach Pesuach is called like Edim. That's called you know for sure that your wife lived with another man. Now the Gemara goes back to the Maisa with David HaMelech. The one we bring right before the Maisa with David HaMelech was, he lived with Bathsheba when she was still married to Yachiti. And we said there that David is mutter to her. For the Marvichi Taima, Maisa Shehoya, Lachur Tzakasher over there, when David lived with Bathsheba, Mifnei Malo Yasrua. How come Bathsheba Tak was not also to her husband? Like how come Bathsheba was not also to Uriah? At the time, Bathsheba was married to Uriah, and David lived with her. So Hura, she's an Ashes Ish, she should become a Saita now. She should be also to her husband. Why wasn't she also to her husband? Rashi learns the Kasher is, the bottom Rashi, Mifnei Malo Yasrua, Al David, Sherei Edim Harbi Yadu. Rashi learns, why is it that mice everybody knew about it? It was a famous mice. Everybody knew that David lived with her. So Chura should be like Edim knows that Bathsheba lived with another man. So Bathsheba should be also to her own husband. And once she's also to her own husband, she's also to David HaMelech. Because the Lachah is like this. When your wife lives with another man, there are two Isurim. With Ashen it says, Tmeya, Tmeya, it says three times real in the Pasuk. With Ashen, Echad Labayol, V'Echad Labal. that if your wife becomes a soit to live with another man, first of all, she's also to you, she's also to the husband, and even if the husband gives her a get, she's also to marry that man. The boyel is also to a leilam void. That's the lach of a soita. That your wife is also to a husband, and she's also to the boyel. Now the habim in the Gemara is that your wife only becomes also to the boyel if she becomes also to the husband. That the iser upon the boyel, the other man, is totally in the husband. If the wife becomes also to a husband, so that's the chiddush of the krua. Since she's also to her own husband, she's also to that boyel. So we ask the Gemara's kasha now. Why wasn't Basheva also to her yachiti? Like everybody knew that David lived with Basheva. So l'chur, she should be like a soita. She should be also to her yach. And once she's also to her yach, she should also remain also to David. Leilam v'ed. And how come we're saying now, no, David was allowed to marry her? How come? That's the kasha. So first the Gemara answers, one teretz is, Hosom oynes hevi. One teretz is, the first teretz is, that she, Basheva, was forced. Forshim say, what does it mean she was forced? Doesn't mean David and Melech really forced her. The Forshim speak out twice, as Amos HaMelech. That the Melech came and asked her to live with her. So the king came and asked her to live with her, she like lost herself, and she like felt she had to agree, like she was afraid if she'd say no to David, David would kill her. So as far as she was concerned, she was called, she was forced to live with David. So the first teretz holds, Poshid, that since she was forced, she doesn't become also to her husband. She doesn't become also to her yachiti, because David like forced her. So negeya to she was forced, she doesn't become also to David. She doesn't become also to her. And this teretz holds that since she's not also to Uriah, who was in, she's not also to David either. That's the first teretz. The reason why she wasn't also to her husband, and the male, and the reason why she's not also to David is because she was forced. It's considered like David forced her. So therefore, she's still mutter to her husband. Since she's mutter to her husband, who adin she's mutter to David also. The boy is saying, when the other teretz is no, and some are trying to learn the second teretz holds, that the two isurim are not totally zebezeh. Even if you want to say she was forced, so she's mutter to her husband, but to the boyel, she would have still been also. So really, it's a kasha, how could David stay married to her later? The chura David was the boyel. David should be also to her. He said like this, that the case there was that there was a get involved. That the klal was kol hayotze lemochemes beis David. Anybody that went to fight for the war for David HaMelech, what they did was get krisas kaisav lishtoy. They used to, before they go to war, they used to give their wife a get. And they used to say the get should be chal from now unless I come back at the end of the war. If I don't come back at the end of the war, they get this chalam afreya. In other words, they didn't want to have shalas or sofik igunas. They wouldn't want to have a sofik if the husband did die in the war, didn't die, he got captured. The wife at home won't know where her husband is. She remained in the guna, le'elam v'ed. So it was a takana then, that before you go to fight by David HaMelech's army, first thing you do is give your wife a get. True, it's on it tonight. That if you come back at the end of the war, the get is not chal. But if you don't come back at the end of the war, the get is chalam afreya. And the maisa was Uriah Chita was killed in the war. Uriah Chita never came back. So it comes out that Uriah gave his wife Basheva get before the war started. And the get now that he died and didn't come back is chalam afreya. So la maisa, when David lived with Basheva, she was not an Eishes Ish. La maisa, the get was chal, because David had Uriah was killed in the Mechama. He never came back home. So the Maisa the get was Chalam Afreya. That's why David was Mutatua. So therefore, it's not called the Bias Avera Bechlal. So Rashi, get Krisas Kaisav Lishtoi, Shechas Yamas Mechama. We're afraid maybe he'll die in the war. Ye get me, Anashim, Shim Yamas Mechama. The get was that if he dies, if I die in the war, ye get me Yam Sivasai. I'm giving you get right now, it should be Chal from today. And here the case was Barer Meis Uriah b'Mechama. The Meis was Uriah died in the Mechama. So therefore, it comes out that the get was Chal l'Mafreya way before when he first gave the get to Basheva. Therefore, when David lived with her, she was Taka Muta. Because the pasuk says, "V'yasachecha tifkoy l'sholem." That your brother sent home in peace. "V'yasaruvoysam tikoch." Take with you your Aruvam. Take with you your mashkin like your Aruvan. My v'yasar aruvosam tikach. What does it mean? Take aruvosam with you. So it means the pshafna posik is Tani Reb Yosef that dvorim amuravim beinol veino. Like take with you the get. something that's negayed to you and your wife, take it with you. In other words, give your wife a get before you go out to fight. That was the meaning there by the Mechemes Beis David. So therefore, that's the reason why David was mutter with Bathsheba. All right,